It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's shaking, Red Nation? This is Jeremy Brenner, and here we are for another episode of the Kiss of Death podcast. And today we have the very first W pod of the season. Yes, we are celebrating the first Rockets victory of the 2023-24 campaign. Final score, your Rockets 128. The Charlotte Hornets 119. And man, it's a great feeling. It is a wonderful feeling to be in the win column for the first time this season. Look, the Rockets, they had some tough games early on. Opening night obviously didn't go the way that anyone wanted it to. And you lose tough on the road against the Spurs in overtime. You lose against the Warriors. The Rockets had a lead within 7 minutes that game. So to get these losses to start and to now see that the Rockets were able to finish strong today, because that was very key. Do want to shout out Jalen Green for the finish that he had in this game. I want to say he had like 7 or 8 of the final Rockets points down the stretch. You know, the Rockets, they had a lead as big as 18, but the Hornets always seemed to find their way back. They were never enough to take the lead, but they did get within 5 points within 2 minutes to go. But Jalen Green nails that three to go back up 8. And that was really, in some ways, that was the dagger. You know, then Jalen on the next possession comes in, gets a bucket there. He also makes 4 free throws down the stretch. So he had 8 points in the final 2 minutes there. 8 points from Jalen of his game high 23. 23 for Jalen, 23 on the other side for PJ Washington. Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball, 21 points for Rozier, 19 for LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward had 17 as well. And then for the Rockets, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet. I want to give this backcourt kind of some dichotomy that we'll talk about later in the show. But 23 for Jalen led the team, 22 from Fred, had a really strong first half that really got the Rockets going on offense. And that was huge. Probably the best game Fred's played in a Rockets uniform so far. Şengün had a solid 9, 19, and 7. Dylan Brooks as well, 20 points, 5 assists, 5 steals for Dylan Brooks. 7 turnovers, a bit of a yikes, but 5 steals for Dylan Brooks. Yeah, can't ask for much else. You paid the man $80 million to play defense. He gets you 5 steals in a game. Sounds like a fair trade to me. Jabari Smith also had a nice game, 7 of 10 from the field, made 3 triples, 17 points for Jabari. I thought he had probably the best night of his young season as well. But yeah, the only thing that I would change about this game is Amen Thompson's injury. That was incredibly unfortunate. You know, only 4 games in, obviously, you know, any injury is terrible. And especially for your young, promising rookie. I think they said it was a grade 2 ankle sprain after the game. If that's the case, I would expect him to not play the Rockets next game and probably the next couple of games. That sounds like a couple of weeks, if I'm being, you know, optimistic, it seems, you know, but at the same time, they'll get more tests done. They'll see where it's at. You know, maybe it isn't as bad as they had originally hoped. Every ankle, I feel like, is very, every ankle's different. You know, it's some people, their ankles heal a lot quicker than others. We'll see what Amen Thompson can do. And, you know, I would see that the Rockets would be a little bit more hesitant, especially because this is his first big injury with the Rockets, or just injury itself. You know, we're seeing with Tari, you know, how safe they'll be with Tari. I wonder if they'll give that same care to Amen Thompson as he gets through this ankle sprain. You know, sending our best to Amen Thompson. But yeah, you know, that was probably the most unfortunate part of the game. But the Rockets were clicking. They were clicking early, forcing turnovers early on. Dylan Brooks was a huge part of that. And then to see Fred get hot from 3, that was huge. And I like to think with Fred and Jalen, in some ways, this is how it worked tonight. Fred's your starter. Fred's your Justin Verlander. Fred's your Framber Valdez. And Jalen Green is your Ryan Pressly, is your closer. And he was able to kind of finish the game. That I can see how that, you know, analogy kind of makes sense here. I mean, it is the analogy that I created. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, Fred's a guy, he's going to keep it, you know, he's never really, at least from, you know, the knowledge that I have of him. And I haven't followed Fred VanVleet as closely as the Rockets over the past, you know, several years of his career. You know, Fred is not like a take over the game kind of guy. I feel like, you know, with Toronto, he was always on teams that, you know, had someone else to fulfill that role. That's not to say that Fred can't be that guy for the Rockets. But I think tonight, the way it worked is Fred was able to get the offense going and build it on his own. You know, I think it was the last game, the game before that, you know, shot like 2 of 11. 3 of 11 against, he shot 15% against Golden State. You know, so I think he wanted to come in after that poor performance and then really bounce back. And that's a very good sign that he has done that. You know, they didn't pay him all that money, you know, to be shooting 15%. They did, though, get him to get wins like this. That this is a game why you go and get Fred VanVleet. He, you know, was very strong, set the tone early, and I think that really helped the Rockets get there. And then in the latter half of the game, you know, calm down. Like, he's able to shift the pace, shift the tempo whenever he can, and whenever it's best for the team. That's the true definition of a point guard, and I feel like Fred is proving his value starting with tonight's game. That was a big time performance from Fred, and hopefully that's the first of many in a Rockets uniform. And I'm really happy to see how you know, it just seemed very balanced tonight. You know, all 5 starters played very well. Especially, you know, they got that 3 ball going really early. And I hope that wasn't like the reason behind the Rockets winning tonight. Because look, the Rockets made 21 threes tonight, shot 56.8% from 3. That, you know, that's not sustainable. You know, maybe they can get to 38%. Like, that's sustainable. But to shoot 56% from 3 is hard. They did it tonight, though, and that is part of why they get this win. You know, Jabari was hot from 3. He made 3 of 5. Dylan Brooks made all 3 of his 3s. Fred had 5. Jalen had 4. You know, shots were going in. And, you know, props to the Rockets for taking that shot, making the extra pass that they need to get the best wide open three. Even Jock Landale was in the first half. It seemed like he was, you know, working on getting some 3-point looks as well. If he can start making those, that adds value to him and that second unit tremendously. You know, it was Jock Landale tonight was interesting. Obviously he wasn't making those shots. But to see the ability to do that gives me hope. But I thought he was serviceable on defense, you know, 19 minutes for him, just 4 points. But
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whenever he was out on the floor, he didn't seem like super lost. And maybe that's very low expectations for me. But yeah, I think Jock Landale is going to be fine. You know, there was a lot of talk in the last episode Mike and I did together. Go check that out. It was a recap of the Warriors game if you haven't listened to it already. There's still a lot of relevant conversations that, you know, still matter in today's day and age, you know, except from 3 days ago. It's still now. But anyway, yeah, I just think that when you have the group that's going together, like, I feel like Jock Landale is part of that, and he makes a lot of sense for the roster. He really does. It's a shame he got hurt early on, but the fact that he's now past that, I'm hopeful that, you know, he can keep that health. That's going to be a big thing for this team this year. If they can stay healthy. If they can't stay healthy, that's going to really make a jaded impression of this team. I feel like we won't be able to get like a true gauge of what this team looks like if we're not fully healthy. And we haven't seen this team at full strength yet. Tari Eason's still a few weeks away from coming back. But every day we get closer is the sooner Tari makes that reappearance and this team and the mindset changes a little bit. But now with the men's hurt, you know, it's going to bring on a new variation of the Rockets. And maybe someone that benefits from this in terms of minutes is Cam Whitmore. I'm wondering, obviously we didn't see it in this game. We saw more of Aaron Holiday getting minutes, and Aaron Holiday had some good minutes, as Ryan states, you know, 11 minutes from Aaron Holiday, 6 points for him, made both of his three, you know, even his three ball was going tonight. And I do think that we will see more Aaron Holiday. But this is an opportunity for Cam to maybe squeak in to some rotations and get there. It isn't the fact, like, I don't think people should really hit the panic button that Cam Whitmore hasn't played in these first five games or whatever, four games so far. It's still very early in the season, and his time will come. The Rockets didn't spend a first-round pick to not use him, right? They did that, you know, but that was the past regime, you know? There is room and there is a space for Cam Whitmore on this roster and in this rotation. But it's a long season, guys. That's another thing to keep in mind. We just watched a quarter of the season so far up until this point, but it's going to be irrelevant almost by the time we get to 2 weeks from now or a month from now. Like, this, it's weird how the NBA season works, but that's just the name of the game. But yeah, I think with this Rockets team, you know, it will be interesting to see how Ime works with those minutes. And from what I gauge, from what I've seen so far, it does seem like it's going to be very matchup based, right? Like, if you need a legitimate guard in the game to defend another guard, you probably put in Aaron Holiday. if you're looking for someone that can like, but if you want to give like say Jalen minutes at the point, you know, then maybe you decide, okay, well let's see what Cam's got and give Jalen the ball to run point or run it through Şengün. You know, like they can get creative here, and it'll be interesting to see how these next few weeks look with the men not in the lineup. And I do think that the Rockets will see some different results, and maybe not for the better, because I think Amen's been solid so far. He hasn't been wow factor, but he's shown some flashes, and I do think that it is a loss for the Rockets that Amen's not going to be on the floor for a couple weeks. It seems we'll learn more in the days to come, but it does seem like Amen's gonna have to take a seat for a little bit, and hopefully that'll open up opportunities for Cam Whitmore, for Aaron Holiday. It's gonna do someone. Talk about Reggie Bullock as well, and maybe does he get more minutes with the men out? He hasn't like flashed so far. Angelito saying should be waived, seems disinterested, waste of a roster spot. I think that Reggie Bullock's like when the Rockets got him, I was like, yeah, I understand it. Like I got it, and I do think that it was a smart move to bring in a veteran. I just didn't know that he wasn't just going to be that, you know. He's also getting, you know, decent minutes, you know, for the ninth man on the roster. I mean, he's played, you know, but tonight, Reggie Bullock, DNP. And so we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. I personally think that the rotation is still very fluid, and that, you know, that, and we'll see even more of that. You know, if Bullock comes in, like Bullock might get minutes now because Amen's out, or maybe Amen, you know, takes minutes away from someone like Cam Whitmore. But then when Tari comes back, how is that going to all work out? I think it's all intertwined at the end of the day. And I think that it's going to be a by committee thing. Again, it's like, there's no telling what Ime's doing. Like, four games is not enough for us to see what Ime's rotations are truly like. And, you know, but we learn and we get more data as each game goes on. And I personally think that end of November is when you can truly get a gauge on what this team is. You know, a lot of other teams, they've played multiple years together. They've been under the same coach for a few years. This is Ime's fourth game with the Rockets. So we really don't know what this team looks like. We're learning as we go. And that's what's exciting. We're figuring out who this team is as they are. And that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think he says, Ryan says, I'm not worried about Şengün at the center position. Look, Şengün's going to have his nights where he's solid and serviceable on defense, and then he's going to have some times where he's not. But I personally think his value as a playmaker and just as an offensive threat as a center, he's only putting numbers that some of the top centers are putting up. Look, I think Şengün's a long-time guy, and this is the year that he needs to work hard, because an extension could be looming at the end of the season if he plays as, you know, as good as he can. An extension's waiting for him in the offseason. So this is a big year for Şengün. It's a big year for Jalen Green as well. And the hope is that they both are proving that they deserve to be the centerpieces of this Rockets team when they're good again. And that's the bet that the Rockets are going to have to place on these two. And I think they've shown enough flashes to where I would say yes to an extension for Şengün. I would say yes to an extension from Jalen Green. Players like these don't grow on trees. We're not guaranteed to get someone better than Jalen if we were to replace him. And the same goes with Şengün. I feel like, honestly, it's harder to replace Şengün because I just think that they're not the same. Like, there's not a lot of players that are like Şengün that are like Jalen Green. And I hope that Jalen Green can kind of prove this season why he should be considered that. And I think on a night like tonight, when you are making plays down the stretch, that clutch gene is big. And yes, it's not, you know, it's 23. And like, look, his average last year was 22. So he's right at that average is 17.7 over the first four games, 10 on night one. But since night one, he's had 20 plus in each of the next three games. 20 point scorers just don't grow on trees. So I would like to see Jalen Green here long-term, and I would like to see Şengün here long-term as well. Şengün, him and Jalen Green are basically fighting for the team lead at this point. Maybe Fred VanVleet says something at some point during the season, but Şengün, he's averaging 19.3, 9 boards, 7 assists. He's top 10 in assists through the first week. You know, again, it's a small sample size, but you're not going to just magically find these guys. And if you do, it's because you're trading them to get someone better, but you're not doing that either. Right. And you're not drafting a guy because then those guys are, you're going backwards. They need to stick to these guys and go from there. Angelito says, is he the next Pau Gasol? And if he is the next Pau Gasol career-wise, that is someone I would love to have. Pau Gasol was a huge part of championship teams. That's exactly the kind of player you want at his position. But I think his skill set is still very unique. Like, it's very unique. There's a Jokic archetype. I saw this. And
it's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People are referring to him as the Jester. I saw that on, like, social media. I don't know if it was Instagram or if it was Twitter, but I like it. I was like, the mini Joker, the Jester. I feel like we have the Jester right now. And that's a great place to be in. It really is. And, you know, if they can figure this out, they can really figure this out. Like, a night like tonight, yes, it's against a team that isn't considered to be one of the better teams in the NBA. Sorry, Charlotte. But it's a good, like, a win is a win, especially when it's number one. And you got to figure out what you're going to do to stack these wins. And it's going to be hard for Houston to do that early in the season because you've got a tough schedule coming up. You're at home for the next five games, but you got Sacramento on Saturday, another Sacramento game on Monday. Now, De'Aaron Fox has been hurt. Maybe that changes the result, but Sacramento's still a good team, even without De'Aaron Fox. Like, that, those will be two very difficult games with or without him. The Lakers come into town next Wednesday. The Pelicans come to town in the first in-season tournament game for the Rockets, and we'll talk a little bit about the in-season tournament game as well. And then you got Denver to end the trip or end the homestand and then start your three-game road trip that goes at Clippers, at Lakers, at Warriors. It's just not, oh man, like wins are going to be hard to come by in this first month of the season. It really, like, so that's why when you need to get a win like you did tonight, you go and you claim it. And I hope the Rockets can at least the very minimum do a split with the Kings. I feel like that would be a success. I feel like that's another, like, step forward in the right direction. If you can beat a team like Sacramento, a playoff team from a year ago, even if they are shorthanded, that's fine. A win is a win, and you move to the next one. That's how it works in the NBA. It really is. But yeah, I want to talk a little bit about this in-season tournament because it's coming up starting Friday. November is here, so every Friday and every Tuesday in the month of November is all tournament games, right? They all still count towards the regular season, but they also count towards pool play in the in-season tournament. And the Rockets group in the tournament is themselves and then New Orleans. So that game that New Orleans comes in town for on this homestand on the 10th, so that's a week from this Friday, that's the first in-season tournament. Then they got to go to the Clippers. That's an in-season tournament game. They got to come back home that a week later, host the Nuggets. So the Nuggets are also in this group. And then you got to go on Tuesday to Dallas and go play Dallas. So that is four very, very tough games to win. New Orleans is probably the easiest one out of those four to win. If you can get two of those wins, I would consider that to be a success for the Rockets. We'll see if other teams, you know, up their game for these in-season tournament games, or do they just treat it like it's one of 82? You know, I'm curious to see what type of play is going to spawn from this tournament. Maybe it ignites something in the Rockets and it gets them going on some kind of run. If they can, you know, get some big wins against some really good teams when the stage is a little bit brighter, the lights are a little bit hotter. So yeah, I think, but also it's going to be a challenge to win this, group, because obviously you've got Denver, and they've been undefeated up until tonight. They lose tonight, but Dallas is undefeated still. And then New Orleans, they came back to beat OKC tonight. They were down like 20 in the first quarter and they were able to pull one out. So they are a threat as well. And the Clippers, they beat the Spurs the other night. I think it was by like 40 points. So yeah, the Clippers are a threat. They're 3-1 to start the year off. But let's see what the Rockets can do. Can they step up? Can they make the next step? And I think as the season goes on, you know, the Rockets will have opportunities to hit these milestones. And the goal is to hit more milestones than you have in the past. So tonight was a milestone, win number one, and hopefully it's the first of many. Hopefully it's the first of more than 22. That'd be a hell of a good season for the Rockets. Obviously, you'd like more, but you want to see progress, and I think tonight is a sign of progress. So this is a good place to park the rocket ship. Thank you guys so much for going through this episode with your boy, Jeremy Brenner. You can follow the Kiss of Death podcast on Twitter at RocketsFFSN, because we are the home of all things Houston Rockets on the Fan First Sports Network. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this episode. Until next time, go Rockets.